Now, in my opinion, I do think that this is the year where things will start to change in favor for real estate agents. I do think that with people knowing that the interest rate is going to be going down, and with no holidays around the corner and with spring coming up, I do think that the market is really going to heat back up again. There's something that I did want to mention though that could be a con in all of this. You know, I can't just say all the pros, right? Yeah, I got to bring in some cons. I got to leave you on the edge of your seat. You can't just be too confident now. The last few years have been really tough on real estate agents. Many agents have already left the business or have struggled immensely during this time. So what can we expect to happen this year? What's going on, everybody? My name is Will, and I am the host of the Ancient Agent Podcast. This is episode 3, and I'm glad to have you here with me today. Most real estate agents will admit to you that the last couple years have been extremely difficult. I mean, I'll be the first one to admit that it has been pretty tough in these last couple of years, and it has definitely brought on a new challenge. But what can we expect this year? Will there be any changes? Now, in my opinion, I do think that this is the year where things will start to change in favor for real estate agents. Now, I do want to look at some statistics with you guys from the California Association of Realtors. Quote, "With interest rates dropping to the lowest level in 7 months, optimism about the housing market began to come back at the end of 2023. The Home Purchase Sentiment Index released by Fannie Mae jumped 2.9 points to 67.2 in December and reached the highest level since April 2022. The share of consumers who said that it is a good time to buy rose to 17%, an increase from the survey low of 14% recorded in the prior month. The surge in confidence last month was driven primarily by the increase in optimism that mortgage rates will soften, as a record high 31% of the respondents believed that rates will decline over the next 12 months. We see here that buyers are finally starting to get comfortable again. We needed this. This is something that real estate agents really needed. In the last few years, as interest rates went up, many agents would try to convince buyers that it was a good time to buy a house. Now, the reason why some of us may have looked kind of goofy doing that is because when you are trying to tell a home buyer that it is a good time to buy a house while home prices are going up and interest rates are going up, it kind of just makes us seem a little bit foolish in the eyes of the consumer. Now, with some people in specific scenarios, as it always will be, yeah, it was maybe a good time for them. But I had many clients, as did probably 95% of agents in America, I had clients who were looking for a home, and then all of a sudden interest rates started going up and prices weren't really going down. Of course, it all depends on what market you are in, but taking into account that I'm in the Los Angeles area and that's the market I'm serving, you know, we're not really in a market where prices are just going to be tanking and, you know, while interest rates are going up. Now, I will say that there was a period of time where things, I guess, slowed down a little bit once the rate was hitting like 7.5% to 8%. But even with it slowing down, when you go look at all of the properties that were on the market that were in desirable communities, desirable homes, right? Turnkey homes, all of that stuff. Those homes were getting swept off of the market immediately. So yes, things got slower, but I would say more so for just other homes on the market that, I mean, I hate to say less desirable, but less desirable than other homes on the market. And maybe with those ones, you would have the chance to maybe get a rate buy down or get a little bit off of the purchase price of the home. But the issue with this is the home is already so expensive and the interest rate is up so much that even if, let's say, you get the house for $20,000 less or $30,000 less, we'll even say, it's not enough for some buyers to justify paying the monthly mortgage, you know, because at the end of the day, that is what they are going to be married to. So it just doesn't make sense for some people. So I think during this time in the real estate market, it really showed which agents were educating their clients and really trying to put their clients in the best position possible, and which agents were just trying to make a sale. And I don't mean to say this to kind of belittle any agents. I know all of us want to sell, you know, and we all want to make money. We all got to provide and you know, we all want to make it. You know, I get it. But, you know, we are in a business where we are speaking with human beings, and they also have to provide. They also are in tough positions. So you got to make the best decision for your client, not the best decision for yourself. And that's just the business that we are in. And now, of course, you do need to make good decisions in your own business so that you can keep on going. But when it comes to things like buying a house, where, yes, you make a commission and it's a great thing temporarily, but these are clients who are going to be staying with these properties for a very long time, right? So this is something that we want to be very careful of when we are giving advice, and we want to make sure we're just not loosely throwing advice out there that could really harm someone in the years to come. However, it doesn't really look like we are going to be in that awkward mess anymore of trying to convince people it's a good time to buy a house when, you know, you probably know deep down inside that maybe it isn't the best time for them. I don't think we'll be in that awkward mess for much longer. The stats are showing that buyers are getting confident again, so realtors don't have to beat around the bush and convince people that it's a good time to buy. You know, it's always great when you don't have to sit there and do convincing. I don't like convincing. I don't like doing that stuff. You know, I like educating for sure. I like to educate, but I don't like to convince. Because if I have to convince someone of something, then I start to feel like I'm getting a little too salesy and possibly giving not good advice. Because these are grown men and women, you know, that are making these choices. We're not dealing with children. So these are people who know their own situations. They know them better than we do. And that's something that I think real estate agents really need to start respecting. We really need to start respecting the fact that these people are grown men and women who can make their own choices. Now, that doesn't mean that they know it all. They surely don't, which is where we step in to educate them on certain things, but we got to educate with integrity. And that's really what's going to separate you from the other real estate agents that are out there who kind of like to just be those sleazy car salesmen who unfortunately create this bad reputation for the industry. As a side note, I actually do think that the month of December was a pretty good time for buyers to get a house. I would at least say from where I am, I don't know everyone's specific situation in these other states and cities, but I noticed that where I'm selling real estate, you know, the market kind of slowed down a little bit. And, you know, that's very normal during the holiday season. Not many people want to worry about buying a house. I was actually able to secure a great property for my client, which even the property came with the, you know, permitted ADU. And it was a fantastic property that I think will really appreciate in value. Not only that, but it could even be a great rental opportunity for my client to, you know, rent out the units. But it was a pretty good property. I will say during that time, it was pretty decent. I do think that with people knowing that the interest rate is going to be going down, and with no holidays around the corner and with spring coming up, I do think that the market is really going to heat back up again. I think things are going to get crazy, especially with the fact that people know that the interest rate is coming down. Now, this is what the game changer is, guys, because I'm always hearing people, you know, I mean, I'm an agent like, you know, some of you are. So people ask me, hey, what's going on with the real estate market? What do you think is going to happen? The reason I tell people that I do think it's going to heat back up again is because people know the interest rate is going to come down. People know what's going to happen. So with the fact that people know what's going to happen, they're preparing for the interest rate to come down. They're prepping now for that. So this has a lot to do with whether or not we think this is going to be a good year for realtors, and even going into, you know, 2025. This is a huge indicator that hopefully by the end of the year, that pent-up buyer demand is going to flood the market again, and we're going to see a lot of buyers coming in, and hopefully we see the inventory go back up, because right now we're not, a lot of sellers don't want to sell their property because, you know, a lot of these sellers already have a 3-5% interest rate. So why would they sell their property and go buy a new one, unless of course out of necessity? Why would they just go do that and go get a 7.5% or 8% interest and, you know, do all that? It just kind of doesn't make sense for a lot of people. So hopefully we can see that inventory come back and we can see the pent-up buyer demand coming, and that may play a huge factor in the success of real estate agents this year. There's something that I did want to mention though that could be a con in all of this. You know, I can't just say all the pros, right? Yeah, I got to bring in some cons. I got to leave you on the edge of your seat. You can't just be too confident now. So one of the things that I will say could possibly be a con, depending on how you look at it, is the flood of agents that will come into the market once things start to get crazy again. I do think a flood of agents will come into the market. The reason why I say this is, you know, I've been doing content creation for, you know, a few years now, and I notice at certain points my content will start to get more views when the market is crazy. And then once the market's like, not that good, you know, it's kind of like the way it's been the last year, I'll notice that things kind of start to slow down again. So it's funny because my channel is just a great indicator of how things are going when it comes to how many people want to become real estate agents. Now, this comes as no shocker, okay? Because when things are going great, there's a lot of money going around and people are selling and people see the success, people want a piece of the pie. And, you know, people want to enter into the market and try to make as much money as possible because for some reason, people just think real estate is super easy money. So this may cause more competition in your market, which is why it's important to stay on your A game right now. It's really important that we're putting in a lot of work right now so that we're preparing ourselves so that even if competition does come, it's not going to affect us as heavily as it would have if we weren't prepared for that real estate market. As I've said before, no matter what market we are in, there's always going to be some sort of difficulties. There are always going to be pros and cons in every single market that we are in. Though I've only been in real estate for almost 5 years now, I feel like I've been through so many different markets, and from each market, I've learned that it is never easy money. There's always something going on that could be a challenge that you have to go through. Now, even though there are pros and cons to every market that we're in, this has definitely, in the at least just the 5 years that I, and I know that's not really that long, but the 5 years I've been doing real estate, it's definitely been the worst market for me that I've experienced, the most challenging market. I've spoken to many agents who have been in real estate for 10 plus years, 15 plus years, you know, veterans in the business, and even they say that this is probably the most challenging market. I've seen a lot of agents who are good agents not do so well in the last couple of years, so this is something that's really affected basically everyone. I want to talk a little bit about the pros and cons that I'm talking about when it comes to different real estate markets. Now, about a year and a half into when I became a real estate agent, I noticed that there was just a huge, you know, just a bunch of buyers. So it was a seller's market, low inventory. So the ball was definitely in the seller's court at the time. Many, many buyers, every property is getting 15 to 20 offers. Now, during that time, many people were trying to become real estate agents because they saw how hot the market was and, you know, properties were flying off the market. But what people don't think about during these times is, yes, properties are flying off the market. However, if you have a buyer, it was a very difficult time to get your buyer a property. It was super hard because every property was getting like 15 to 20 offers, especially if you were with a buyer who couldn't really afford to go so much over the asking and remove that appraisal contingency and all these things. It was really difficult. So that was one of the things during that time. Now, if you were a listing agent and you had a lot of seller clients, then oh, you for sure were doing really good, you know, but it's still difficult to accumulate and have so many seller clients. That in itself is already a challenge. So during that time, people were like, oh, you know, take me back to those days and whatever. Now, it's funny because with me, I don't really want to go back to those days specifically. I kind of want to go back more to when I first started real estate, like 2019. the way I experience the market, there is a healthy amount of buyers, a very healthy amount of sellers, and the interest rate was healthy. Like, I felt like the market was so balanced, and it's such a regret of mine because I really didn't know what I had. I was such a new agent, so I didn't really know what I had. A lot of agents didn't really know what they had. You know, even the veteran agents maybe didn't know what we had until we were out of it. So I kind of wish we could go back to that market because I felt like it was so much more balanced for every party and it just made everything so much easier and it was a lot better. But going back to the whole pros and cons thing. So yes, like during that time of like when there's a bunch of buyers, there are difficulties during that time. Now the difficulty is home prices are so high and the interest rate is so high that it's difficult for buyers to afford a house, which means that maybe not as many buyers are on the market. That doesn't mean that there aren't a lot. There still are. But instead of maybe every house getting 20 offers, you know, maybe they're getting like 3 to 5 offers. So it's hard to find listings. It's hard to get listings and it's also hard to serve as buyers. So, you know, if I explained it in that way, maybe you can see why I'm saying that it was such a bad market for us in the last year or two, because at least with the market a few years back, like, yeah, it was tough to get your buyer in a house, but if you were a listing agent, you're making a lot of money. Now it's kind of, well, I don't want to say right now, because it has been getting a little better, but like I would say like summer of 2023, like around that time, it was really hard. Like, it, you know, getting listings was hard and, you know, getting your buyer in a house was hard because just of the scenario of the real estate market. But that being said, I want to move the conversation more towards the interest rates dropping and the clients. With everyone basically knowing that interest rates are going to come down, this is causing a huge pent-up demand of buyers, as I mentioned earlier. And as I mentioned, I'm hoping that when interest rates drop, sellers will also begin to put their homes on the market to bring up the inventory and balance out the market again. Because again, this is just the best case scenario for everyone, for realtors, for buyers, for sellers. I know sellers probably want to get greedy and stuff. So maybe not for sellers, it won't be the best because they can't completely maximize the way they were before. But it's still overall, they're still getting a lot of equity on their house with the buyer being able to afford the property. And it makes it easier for the real estate agent to just go through the transaction and try to get their buyer in a house or sell their seller's house. So it just kind of makes it easy for every party. And I just think that this is the best case scenario for everyone. Now, the only way to put yourself in the best position as a real estate agent right now is I want you to know this one thing. Even if the market balances out and things begin to get better, it's still all on you. Just because it's a good real estate market, that doesn't mean you're going to get rich automatically. That doesn't mean you're going to do great automatically. A good real estate market doesn't guarantee any of that. Take the necessary steps and stick to your game plan. Now, if you don't know what the game plan is, then that's okay. That's okay too. But try things. Try things out. There are literally hundreds of different ways to lead generate nowadays for gaining clients and getting that pipeline full. So many different ways. So you don't have to follow one way. If you seriously don't like it and you just can't do it, there are so many ways to do it. So there's really no excuse. Like, just try it all and see what's working out for you. And then once you start getting a little bit of momentum or feeling like one thing is working for you, you feel good doing it, stick to that and stick to that game plan. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. Regardless, you just got to put in the effort and in due time, things will begin to fall into place. So to kind of end things off in this episode, I will say that the way things are looking right now for the real estate market and from my own predictions, I think things are going to get better. I think that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I do think things are going to get better. Things have already been getting a lot better for me in my business, and I'm very grateful for that. But I do think things will continue to get better. And again, it has a lot to do with consumer confidence. We are seeing in the statistics that the consumers are getting confident again. And this is the best sign. When we have consumers who are not doubting, what is going on and not doubting making a purchase, then obviously it's just going to make things so much easier. I mean, this is just how it is in every single industry. Just continue working hard, continue putting in the effort, stay patient, and just continue trusting in the work that you are putting in. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. That is where I post most of my content. Make sure to follow me on all my social medias. My Instagram and Facebook will be down in the description box below. I hope you all have an amazing day, and I will see you all on the next one. God be with you.